Okay, today, Be'ez Hashem, we're continuing in the sixth parak of Maseches Tamid, and we are up to parak Vav, Mishnah Beis. So, Misha Zach B'machta, the one who had the shovel for the coals for the burning of the Ketores, Tzavras HaGachol Melgabi Mizbech, would pile up the coals on the Mizbech HaPnimi, V'rididon B'shulei HaMachta, and then he would flatten them out with the back of the shovel, V'shtach V'viyatza, and he would bow down, and he would leave. Mishnah Gimel, Misha Zachar B'Ketores, the one who won the raffle to bring the Ketores, Hayinotel Zabezach Mitoch HaKaf, he would take the spoon of the Ketores from inside the bigger kli, V'nosel La'ohava Olakrova, and he gave the ladle, the spoon, and its cover to someone that he knew, to a friend or a relative who was sort of there to assist him, and that guy would put it down on the floor, and then the Kohen gave him the spoon with the Ketores in it, and then he poured the Ketores from the spoon into the hands of the Kohen, and he put the empty spoon down on the floor. If some of the Ketores spilled from the spoon into the ladle, then the guy who was assisting him gave it to him by pouring it from the ladle onto the Ketores that was already in his hands. Before the Kohen would be marked to the Ketores, they would tell him, Havizar Shematasklev Nechashloti. You have to be careful. Don't start burning the Ketores directly in front of you, because then you're going to burn your arms off as you move away from your body with the Ketores, because it's going to go over the fire. So he would put the Ketores on the coals, and when he was finished, he would bow down and he would leave the Heichal. He wouldn't actually be Maktir until the one who was appointed to do so would instruct him to be Maktir. If it was a Kohen Gadol who was being maktir, Hamuna Omer Ishi Kohen Gadol Haktir. He would have to say it with more covet. He would have to say, Master Kohen Gadol be maktir. Parshua Am, the people then left the area between the Ulam and the Mizbeach. V'hiktir v'shtach v'viyatza. The Kohen offered the Ketores, bowed down, and he went out of the Heichal, taking the empty spoon with him, because he had finished his job. So to review what we learned today in Mishnah Beis, we said that the guy who brought the shovel of coals, we described how he would put it on the Mizbeach HaPnimi, and the Mishnah Gimel, we described how they would actually be maktir the Ketores. Okay, Be'ez Hashem, next time we will pick up with the seventh parak of Maseches Tamid, seventh and final parak of Maseches Tamid.